Title. When buyers purchase a property, they want to be reasonably certain that they are getting good title to a property. Lenders have a title concern as well because of the substantial sum of money that is being borrowed. But what is title, and what constitutes good title? Many products are conveyed by the passing of a title in the form of a written document. Trucks, cars, boats, and even outboard motors come with a recordable title in Texas. This physical document is evidence of ownership, and that ownership is transferred by signing the title and passing it to the new owner. Types of real estate title include clear or good title, title that can be transferred to another, marketable title, title that a reasonable buyer would accept as clear, and equitable title, which is an interest created by a legal document, such as that held by a buyer with a signed sales contract who has not yet gone to closing. The buyer has an equitable estate or equitable title. Some states have a title process known as the TOR-INS system. Under the TOR-INS system, a property owner obtains a certificate, much like an automobile title that is recorded in the public records. Texas does not use the TOR-INS system. In Texas, a purchaser of real estate does not receive a physical title. In Texas, title is the evidence an individual has of his or her right to possess land. Title is most often transferred from one owner to another by deed agrantee or buyer, wants to be sure to acquire good or clear title. There are several ways to do this. Evidence of title. Ownership of real estate in Texas is determined by an examination of the public records by either an attorney or a title company. Real property records are recorded in the county clerk's office of the county in which the land is located. Title companies maintain their own databases of transactions within the county, organized in a manner that makes title examination far more efficient than searching records in the county clerk's office. This database of county records is known as an abstract plant. A deed to a property is often, and mistakenly, thought by buyers and sellers to be the same as a title. In reality, a deed is a document that conveys an interest in real estate from one party to another. A person's willingness to sign a deed is not necessarily an indication that he or she is the legal owner of the property. History is rife with stories of land scams involving sellers who did not own the property that they were selling. Of course, most transactions do not include an element of fraud. Most sellers own the property they are placing on the market. However, title issues do arise in transactions. Luckily, most of these issues can be cured or corrected in a timely manner that does not delay a closing. Title to real property is not a new concept. Under European legal traditions, the nobility owned all land. When the nobility began transferring ownership of real estate to commoners, it heralded the beginning of the end of the feudal system. Because the nobility was, in fact, the government, the progression of ownership is said to begin when the government first conveyed the land. The government is the original owner of all land and is referred to as the sovereignty of the soil. Title to a parcel of land generally begins with the sovereignty of the soil and progresses through many transactions and conveyances by deeds, wills, interstate succession, condemnation, and others. Easements, restrictions, leases, and mortgages are also a part of the title history of a parcel of land. The European legal concept of the sovereignty of the soil was carried to colonial America. Throughout the United States, the sovereignty of the soil of every state, except Texas, in the country, is the United States government. Texas is unique among the states because it retained its public lands according to the Treaty of Annexation of the Republic of Texas by the United States government. When the title history of a parcel of land has been researched back to the original conveyance by the government, the history is said to go back to the sovereignty of the soil. The original conveyance of land by the sovereign is usually done with a document known as a patent. A patent transfers ownership from the government to an individual and looks much like a deed. Historically, when one was interested in acquiring title, he or she would ask an attorney or abstractor to do a title search. This title search is an investigation of all the documents that have been recorded relating to a property. This search would result in an abstract of title. An abstract of title is a complete history of the title of a piece of property that includes deeds, easements, liens, foreclosures, wills, marriages, deaths, life estates, fee simple estates, and anything else that may have ever been recorded about a property. This abstract was then given to an attorney. The attorney would read it and write up an attorney's opinion of title, which is an opinion regarding the state of the title and its ability to be transferred. Another document that would be prepared was a chain of title. The chain of title is a history or list of all recorded owners back to the sovereignty of the soil, meaning all owners since the title of the property was first transferred from the government to an individual. The point of the chain of title was to ensure that there were no missing links or breaks in the chain. A break, any claim or encumbrance, would create a cloud on the title. Usually, property under this cloud cannot be conveyed until the cloud is removed. In some instances, this can be achieved through the use of a quitclaim deed. If a quitclaim deed cannot be obtained, then a court procedure to quiet the cloud on the title can be used. This procedure is called an action to quiet title or a quiet title suit. If an attorney declared the title marketable or merchantable, able to be conveyed, the sale would proceed. The attorney's opinion of title is still in use in many transactions, but it does not provide any guarantees. The best way to ensure that the grantor has good marketable title is to get a general warranty deed from the grantor. In addition, the grantee may purchase or have the grantor provide title insurance. Title insurance is an insurance policy that protects the insured against a loss resulting from defects of title to a specifically described parcel of real property. Defects may run to the fee chain of title or encumbrances. Following the abstract of title and the attorney's opinion, a title company issues a title commitment, which is a statement of the condition of the title at a moment in time. It obligates the title company to issue a policy of insurance after any curative requirements have been met. Title policies may contain a clause allowing the title company to assume the rights of a buyer with respect to any claim against a seller if the title company has made payments to that buyer to satisfy that claim. This clause is called a subrogation clause. The property owner cannot collect from both the title company and the seller for the same issue.